It is 6 p.m. This is WRCT Pittsburgh. You're listening to Afraid of the Dark.
I've got a restless feeling by my side. Early dawning, Sunday morning. It's all the wasted years so close behind. Wash out.
That last song you heard was Strawberry Switchblade covering Sunday Morning by The Velvet Underground and Nico. This show is called Afraid of the Dark. This is a show where I only play covers of songs. This is probably the last show of Afraid of the Dark. And so I wanted to sort of challenge myself a little bit today and recreate an entire album using only covers. So I have a playlist for the next hour that is like the Velvet Underground and Nico's album in sequence using only covers. There are a lot of albums dedicated to covering this album, like from start to finish. So an additional part of my self-imposed challenge was that I'm not including any two songs from the same album, which wasn't terribly hard because I think this album might be like the most influential rock album in American music history. So I wasn't really hard pressed to find artists covering songs from this album. But yeah, that's kind of it. So the next one is going to be Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark with I'm Waiting for the Man.
Six.
next one is a real special treat for me specifically. I find it, well, I don't really care. When people change the pronouns when they cover a song so that they are not accidentally sounding gay, neither here nor there. I think it's silly, but in this song, Femme Fatale, Pansy Division's take on it is explicitly gay. So they, in fact, change the pronouns so that it's gay. And I like Pansy Division a lot, and I think this is an interesting interpretation of the song. It takes a lot of the, like, dreaminess out of it, and yeah, I don't know. It's pretty weird. I like it.
Into his false colored eyes, he'll build you up to just put you down. What a clown, 'cause everybody knows he's a femme fatale. The things he does to please, he's just a little tease. See the way he walks, hear the way he talks. Number 37, have a look. He's gonna smile and make you frown. What a clown. Little boy, he's from the street. Before you start, you're already beat. He's gonna play you for a fool. Yes, it's true, 'cause everybody knows he's a femme fatale. Just a little tease. See the way he walks and hear the way he talks, 'cause everybody knows he's a femme fatale. Whoa, 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 he's a femme fatale. Whoa, 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 he's a femme fatale.
Next up, we have Venus and Furs, played by the Smashing Pumpkins. This specific recording, or this specific cover, was recorded by the Smashing Pumpkins on the radio station WZRD in 1989. WZRD is the radio station at Northern Illinois University in Chicago. And they're... I guess I don't know what it's called. Their station number is 88.3. That's us. That's our number as well. So that's fun.
asked parents who adopted teens to share their journey.
I think my biggest challenge was getting through to him to understand that love is real, and you have goals in mind, you have things that want to happen, and I want to help you get there.
Sometimes people tend to shy away from wanting to adopt teenagers because they feel like they've lost so much, but there's still so much to gain.
Just knowing that there's just that other person that cares and loves me out there, it feels great. And they've done so much for me, and I can only be appreciative every single day for just having them in my life.
I think it's been the best decision because I gained a son, and he's the best son ever. If I was down and out, he'd be there.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to learn more. A message brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Next up is one of the songs that, or one of the covers rather, that actually inspired this playlist. It's Kurt Vile performing Run, Run, Run. This comes from a compilation album called I'll Be Your Mirror that came out in 2021. And it's just like totally full of perfect covers, like complete heavy hitters. It's like Michael Stipe and Courtney Barnett and like King Princess. It's really incredibly solid. And I think all the covers on that album, it's called I'll Be Your Mirror. They're all really totally incredible. This is one of my favorite, probably parallel only to Courtney Barnett's take on I'll Be Your Mirror, which you won't be hearing in this hour because there's another version of I'll Be Your Mirror that I like just as much as hers. But no one can really top Kurt Vile when it comes to Run, Run, Run.
Must be saved. Gonna take a while. Now you square. You never know.
Jaeger Vial. Next is Susie and the Banshees doing All Tomorrow's Parties. This is a live recording, and I often, like so many bands do live covers, but I often have to stray away from them because the levels get crazy, or you can hear someone screaming like, "We love you, Susie and the Banshees," and it doesn't sound good. I like listening to them in my own time because they're so joyful and beautiful, but I can't be playing that on the radio. So this is, you'll have to get over it. Sorry, this is Susie and the Banshees.
Okay, is anyone at Lollapalooza? Yeah, this is for all the people who took part in that, and for absent friends. Midnight comes around. Thank you. Good night. Have a great time.
Got another live recording coming up next with Rocky Erickson doing Heroin live at the Whiskey.
Come on.
you're enjoying the show, you can check out other shows that are energetically similar on WRCT Pittsburgh. I am a big proponent of Deep Blues Hour. What's better than an hour of classic and traditional blues music? 2 hours of the Deep Blues Hour. Join Steve every Monday from 5 to 7 p.m. for 2 hours of classic and traditional blues on WRCT Pittsburgh. Too Evil to Have a Human Name is another good show. Horrible Music for Horrible People, only on WRCT 88.3 FM Pittsburgh, 7 to 9 p.m. Sunday evenings in Nominos Santana. If you enjoy the show, you can also listen to the show I do during the normal school year, which is called Penny Finds. It's on Monday evenings. It's all twee and sweet, like indie pop music. Speaking of sweet indie pop music, next song is by The Feelies. This is not a sweet song. It's a mean song, but The Feelies have a whole cover album of The Velvet Underground, which they put out in 2023, and it's called Some Kind of Love. They have a lot of stuff from this like self-titled album that The Velvet Underground did with Nico, but they also have other things from other Velvet Underground albums. So if you're a Velvet Underground head, you can check that out. This is There She Goes Again. Next song is one of my favorite songs by The Velvet Underground, and it's like such a beautiful love song. Speaking of love, I want to give a big shout out to Sneha and Kira, who are listening in Dubai and Pittsburgh, but they're listening together because they're in love. And I hope that they have the type of love that they talk about in Avi Yermir. This is Atlas Sound covering it, which was, it's like Bradford Cox's solo project when he's not being in bands and stuff. And I also really enjoy Courtney Barnett's cover on the cover album, I'll Be Your Mirror.
I
Yay, what a good song. There's only two more songs on this album. They're like weirder songs. They're like songs that were covered less widely, I think, than the majority of the songs I've played thus far. However, the next one, the Black Angels Death Song, you will be hearing a cover by Beck. Beck did this project called Record Club, where he like decided that he wanted to just gather up musicians he knew, like through indie rock and college radio and things like that, to basically recreate albums, like significant albums that he had enjoyed as a youth or had grown to appreciate in adulthood. And he wanted to do it with a ton of albums, but I can't actually remember, and probably I should have researched this before, but he only ended up doing it with a handful of albums. One of those albums was the Nico and Velvet Underground album. And I was like listening to the Kurt Vile Run 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 a lot and being like, oh, I want to play this on radio. But then Beck really inspired me to commit to this album thing fully. And I think he's one of the only people who's covered the Black Angels Death Song, because it's not as fun as the rest of this album. But I still like it.
Did weep on an old city street in the east. Moved on the shoes. Wandering butters walked on through the night with his hair and his face on a long splinted cut. So long to his skull. Shrill yell. Shining brightly red rimmed and red line. Ice skate scraping chunks from the barrels. Cut mouth bleeding, razors forgetting the pain and a septic. So you fly to the cozy brown snow of the east. Don't choose again. Sacrificial remains make it hard to forget where you come from. Schools of your eyes serve to realize fame. And Rover Man's refrain of the sacrilege recluse for the loss of a horse with the bowels and the tail of a rat. Oh, come again, come to go. And if Epiphany's tale reduced you to shame, have your head bobbed and weep, choose a side to be on. Off splits didactics and two, leave the colors of the mouse trails. Don't scream, try between if you choose. If you choose, try to lose. For the loss of remain. Come and start, start the game. I cheat, 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 I cheat, cheat, cheat. Katsuko, choose to choose. Choose to go.
Sorry the song cut out in the beginning. I don't know why that happened. Last song is, this is a weird one, and maybe the most unlistenable song on this album. So again, not many covers of it, but one band that I really, really, really love, the OCs, did a cover of it, and I think it's pretty fitting because it's a sort of like crazy song. It's very confrontational to the listener, and it's hard to listen to, I think. And the OCs have a lot of music like that. It's just very loud and like overwhelms you. So they did a cover for The Fader a couple years ago, like 12 years ago of the song. And it's going to take us to the end of the show. I'm probably not going to fill the whole hour. Maybe I'll play a random cover after this one, not Velvet Underground, just whatever. But that's it. Thanks for listening to this weird little album reconstruction, and thanks for listening to Afraid of the Dark over the last couple of months. It's been a delight for me.
You killed your European son. You spit on those under 21. But now your blue car's gone. You better say so long. Hey, hey, bye-bye. You make your wallpaper scream. You want to make love to the sea. Your European time is gone. You better say so long. Hey, hey, bye-bye.
WRCT is supported by Spack Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings, and salads while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers offers both takeout and delivery. For more information, email them at spackhelp@gmail.com or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. No bonus cover after this. I'm going home.
just my chance, and I was standing right next to his dad last year at the game when he ran 80 yards for a touchdown on a kickoff return to tag. I was my son. Yeah. Like, he changed so much, it was like...
You're listening to Go Fetch with me, Smoko, right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.